Perfect. Okay, cool. Sorry, guys. Sorry about that. Welcome to Rank You Very Much. Hold on a sec. I need to send a text out. Let people know that I'm starting the show. We're starting Rank You Very Much. I'm your host, Joe Bates. You may be wondering, Joe, are you going to play a theme song? Yes, I am. I don't have it. It didn't save. It didn't save at all. So I guess I'll have to go back and use one of the old ones. I was excited to show the new one, and I'll be honest, it just didn't work out the way I hoped. And that's on you, folks. That's on you. And hear the theme song.
Thank you very much, with Joe Bates.
I had a new one. It was like Reggie Watts made it, but it wasn't him. It was a guy. It was my other. That wasn't my friend who. Not the one I'm talking about. Not the one who made that one. There was one I was doing, and it was involved the bands with the world's longest tongue had made it. And I was excited to play it, and well, it looks like I let everybody down. And
you did.
Yep.
I think I don't know what's going on with this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rank You Very Much. Today's episode, the worst Full House character. Fuller House Season 2 just came out. I watched Season 1 with these guys. It is a fantastic show. You need to check it out. DJ is rocking it. And you need to understand, folks, that I am bringing some of the best experts as possible for this episode. To the right of me is the author of the book, All in the Family, The Full House Story, Christian Lindman.
Hi.
Christian, as an author,
yes.
Do you feel like you're letting the medium of television down by putting it into books?
No, because it starts out as a script, which is like a stupid book.
So, yes, it's a script is, that's what they call it, stupid book. That's what it's short for.
Yes, yeah. So really, I'm going back to the basics.
You're bringing it back to where it all started.
Stripping the fat, you know, going right to the nitty gritty.
The problem was the images. That's the problem with Full House, is the images that you could see on a television screen. But if you can hold the dialogue, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I understand. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
To the left of me, you may already guess who this is, folks. It's a representative of MAF, Mothers Against Full House. We have Mitchell Potts in the house.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, talking so softly on the show.
Yeah.
Probably not the best way to go about it.
That's what us mothers do.
Talk softly.
Give me a big stick.
So you're telling me you don't like Full House at all?
No.
Nothing about it. No. You, all the characters are the worst.
Yes. Including the house.
Including the house. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm glad to have you on it. I'm glad we chose not to do best Full House character because it would have been really miserable.
You couldn't have me on.
We'd have to go with a lovable elf, Adam Gilbert. But he's not here. He's not here. Folks, now we've got our two experts. A real funny guy and a, you know, I don't. It's 2016. but behind me we have the list of 11 people we'll be talking about. Let me start off with who they are. Number one, worst character on Full House, the mom. And you may be wondering, what? Yes, the mom who died and started the show. Number two, Mr. Woodchuck, which is Uncle Joey's little talking beaver. Steve Hale, that's DJ's boyfriend in Full House and in Fuller House. Pete Bianca, who was in one episode, which was Dr. Dare Rides Again. That episode, Pete goes to see Uncle Jesse and convinces him that he's a coward. So Uncle Jesse, to prove his worth, attempts to do a daring stunt, which almost kills him. So not a great guy. Uncle Joey, the Rippers. The Rippers is Uncle Jesse's band. Michelle Tanner, that's the littlest one. Becky Donaldson, that's Uncle Jesse's wife at the end of the Full House. I don't mean to ruin it for you if you guys are still in the middle of it. And Kimmy Gimler, obviously. Uncle Joey's dad, who is not a great person. And then Comet the dog, who I think we can all agree is an asshole. As always, there's an empty spot here for number 12, folks. You can call in and let us know if you think of another worst Full House character. We'll listen to you. We'll talk it out, and it'll be great. So definitely check it out, folks. It's going to be a good time. Going to be a good episode. I'm very excited to talk about it. And I got to ask you guys, what's your criteria in ranking the worst Full House character?
How generally annoying they are.
Well, I can honestly know which one is going to win in your book. There is one whose whole character is actually the thing. We're looking for generally annoying.
We all know where I go.
Christian, for you, when you're ranking worst Full House character, what are your thoughts? What's your process?
Well, as you know, I am an author. Yeah, so,
God, Jesus Christ.
Least story impact.
Least story impact? So it's not even about their personalities.
Yeah, you can cut them out.
That was so early in this.
Strong.
Yeah, starting strong. Again, folks, the drinking game that you guys didn't know you're taking part of. Every time you hear cut that out, take a shot, okay? It's some good middle of the day drinking we're going to be starting. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. All right. Now let's get into everyone's favorite thing, the veto round. Obviously, I'll start with the youngest person here, the 18-year-old to the left of me, Mitchell Pulse. Who to you right now should not be on the list as worst Full House character?
The mom.
The mom?
The mom, because as a member of Mothers Against Full House, I'm against any show where a mother is portrayed as dead.
Is that the reason really? The Mothers Math started?
Yes.
Is because there's a dead mom in it.
We don't like the representation of dead moms in the media.
You must hate Brian Christoph.
Coming for you, Disney.
You must hate Brian Christoph's act. you hate dead moms. So yeah, Disney's got a lot of dead moms. Yeah. The good thing about Up, just a dead wife.
Yeah.
That's why.
Which, totally fine. Actually good.
Good. Some of that old man all for old Mitchell. That's I always just picture you do this all the time.
I do.
But when you do it, it's usually piles of food. So we're taking off the
mom. You need to cut that out.
You need to cut food out. Christian, what are your thoughts about taking the mom off the list?
I was actually going to agree with Mitchell Potts over here because, as you know, I am an author. And there's a thing called an inciting incident that gets the story going.
Yes.
So there would be no Full House or Fuller House without a dead mom. So, and that's, you know, that's a lot of story impact.
Yeah, that's a ton of story
impact. Idea for a show.
Okay.
You go back in time, you reimagine Mom's Alive, call it Fullest House.
It wouldn't be good. Where's the drama?
Also, the marriage together.
The mom would just kick Uncle Jesse, Uncle Joey out.
Just so you guys know,
mom in.
They took the mom off, and they both agreed that the mom would kick out Uncle Jesse out of the house. And you still don't think it's the worst character? Okay,
no, because we're judging her by what she did, which is die, and not what she could have done, which is kick people out.
Just so you know, my criteria is who does not have Uncle Jesse's best interest in mind. That is all I care about. All right, taking the mom off the list. I'm going to go over to Christian here, the young, supple 47-year-old.
Yes.
Who are you taking off the list here?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with...
Silence and pausing is probably the best.
Let's go with the Rippers, because I don't.
The Rippers?
I don't know who they are.
They're pretty bad.
Yeah. They're real bad.
They're the band, right?
Yes, they're the band. Well, I feel like you would know that as the author of All the Family, the Full House story.
Well, I did do most of my research is Wikipedia. But I mean, like they didn't accomplish their dreams. They're just holding Joey or Jesse back.
Yes, that makes them really bad.
So they get them out of here.
Do you understand what we're ranking here?
We're ranking the worst.
We're ranking the worst Full House characters. So the ones that at the end, you're like, that is the worst one. Oh. So you just described the Rippers as, yeah, they're real bad.
They okay. Hell, Uncle Justin back. I hate them.
Take them off the list.
You know what? I'm going to stick to my guns. How
little are you?
Very. Very, very hungover. Okay. You know, I'm going to stick to my guns. I don't care about the logic.
This in all the episodes I've done, when I was doing this as a podcast, when I was doing it as this, no one has ever said, I don't even care about the logic. I'm taking it off the list. All right?
All right.
You know, I'll give you, hey, as long as you stick with your guns, the Ripper is gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, it's up to me, and I got to be honest. It's tough. It's tough at this point. It's not easy. It got real hard real quick. But here's the deal. And the question is whether you're side with one side of the party or the other side of the party. And I'm going to make this decision now. As much as I hate this guy and I can't stand him and I think he's just – he represents all of us as stand-up comics and why we do this. I'm going to take him off the list. Uncle Joey's dad. I feel like he's in one episode and he makes Uncle Joey feel real bad about why he does stand-up. And then here's the problem. He laughs. At the end of it, he tells Uncle Joey he did a good job, you know? So Uncle Joey's whole life, whole thing, his destiny, he receives it because Uncle Joey's dad allows it. So how bad a Full House character could that be after years of trauma and putting your son down so he has no self-worth? He gave it to him in one episode with that was okay.
Not a realistic portrayal of stand-up comedy. So.
No, he's living in a basement.
Well, you know, I had a good point last night. Yeah. I was talking to somebody. They're saying that it was the 80s. He must have been making hand over fist and
that's
money.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, they were living in, like, what? Like a
he was living
house
in
San Francisco.
He was living in the basement. He should have had his own house.
I couldn't live in a closet.
What all
in
goes
San
towards.
Yeah, you've been out of the closet for years. seriously, no, you're a gay. So Uncle Joey's dad, I'm taking off the list, which I also like the idea of Uncle Dad. All right, off the list. Folks, that's one round of vetoes. We had a lot of different reasons for why we took things off. Uncle Joey's dad, also on the side note, impacts Uncle Jesse. Not at all. Maybe it makes Uncle Joey a little bit annoying, Uncle Jesse, because of the way he treated Uncle Joey. You're right. That's a good point. But at the end of the day, it's too separate. That is one round of veto, folks. We're going to start our second round of veto, obviously, with the youngest person here, the 19-year-old to the right of me, Christian Lindman. Who is the next person you're taking off this list?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Kimmy Gibbler.
What? Oh, no! What?
This is insane.
Why? This was her destiny.
This was her destiny.
I have to shake things up, guys. I think she has a nice, spicy, saucy personality. No. She really adds to the show. Not to mention she's a main character. And you know I'm an author.
You're supposed to bring balance to the force.
I'm leaving it in darkness.
This is insane. This is absolutely insane.
This is asinine. What are you doing to
crazy.
This?
I've never had anyone on the show come in to deliberately destroy it from the inside.
Yep.
But, by the way, our reaction by default should make her the most annoying character.
We were annoying.
Can I veto his veto?
I gotta be honest. Unless he decides to change his mind by a good, you have to bring up a good case. You bring up a good enough case, he changes his mind. Possibly.
I mean,
but it's up to him at the end of the day.
Come on.
We have different criteria.
That's
sir.
That is the best.
Come on.
Can we veto the veto? Okay. Yes, we can. But there's got to be a very intricate, very well thought out reasoning for. Come on. Oh
God.
Okay. Well, I got to be honest. I kind of am happy she's off the list.
This is a shakeup.
Yep. This is a shakeup. I don't know. Now I'm very surprised at who's gonna win this thing. So Kimmy Gibbler, what's her common saying?
I'm the Gibbs!
Gibbler style. I had sex with Uncle Jesse when I was old enough. I think. I don't know.
I don't think that happened.
She's been around.
Maybe she had sex with Bob Saget.
That's what he says in the stand-up act. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I know. Kenny Gibbler off the list. And the, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Folks, we just got the first double thumbs down. You booed them. Kenley Gibbler off the list. Mitchell, at the young supple age of 47, who are you taking off this list?
Becky. She should have been on this list in the first place.
She's holding Uncle Great Jesse
character.
Back.
Great character.
She's holding Uncle
Jesse. No, she's not.
Uncle Jesse should be plowing through trim left and right.
I do not endorse the use of the word trim. As a mother, I'm not very offended by you.
How many kids do you have, by the way?
Five.
Five, huh? How are the ages?
Jeez.
They're all seven.
They're all your quintuplets.
Yeah. Well, no.
One natural and four adopted.
Yeah. No, they just kind of, you know, they just
slowly
pop out sometimes.
Just every now and then. Yeah. It was a weird 2009 thing.
They just goo out.
Just goo out. I don't approve of the proper term of goo out on this. They just goo.
They just goo.
They just goo out. Okay. I just don't even know what that was. Are you always wearing skirts?
You just see a liquid on the ground and you're like, oh no, that's actually a baby.
What is a sea monkey? So I can't tell it's a baby on the goo?
When you eat as much McDonald's as I do, yes.
Wait, are they McDonald's babies?
Is that the this is a good spicy chicken. That's insane.
My kids are now older than I am. It's insane.
What? Are you 5 years old?
No, I'm 18 and my kids are 26. And I gave birth to them 5 years ago.
What is happening?
This has gone off the rails.
This has gone into the realm of fantasy, finally.
goo babies age quicker.
Oh my god.
Like dogs. All right, it's up to me now to kind of bring some semblance back to this. And I gotta be honest. It's we got somebody who wanted to chime in on this thing. if you're watching,
what's
you go to BitChat.
Goo babies.
If you want to watch what's going on, you go to bitchat.com. You can check it out. And you can go to @JoeBatesComedy, which you're already here. There should be a little thing where you can phone call in on the side there on BitChat. Unless you are... Is it just Facebook Live? You guys watching on Facebook Live? This is the first time I've done Facebook Live.
Ooh. Nailing it. Hot episode.
Yeah, hot episode. Guys, talk amongst yourself while I try and figure out. Somebody's trying to call in here.
So what color is the goo?
it's like clear.
Clear? Are you sure it's just not cum?
Okay, I'm sorry. No, can we talk about something different than the fucking goo? Because the more descriptive...
Do they just form from the ground?
Yeah, it's weird. You drink enough Mountain Dew, just shit happens.
Jesus. So Mountain Dew was the father.
McDonald's
was the mother father.
What are the names of your kids that are old goo babies?
Goo 1 and Goo 2.
Okay, we got three more.
Goo 3, Goo 4, and Google.
Not sure. Oh, gosh. So do they look like normal humans when they...
Yeah, they do. They walk among us.
They walk among us. Okay, well, I'm gonna go. We're trying to wait for my buddy to call in. If it doesn't work, I'll just have him. I'll have him actually call us on this phone if he can't figure it out. So Austin, if you're watching, feel free to just call me on my phone, and we'll put you on speaker and do it that way. But that a lot just happened. A lot just happened to the left of me. So
we should rank the goo babies.
I'll tell you what, Google Goo 3, fucking the worst.
I'm up here now. I gotta, oh man, this is tough, you know? This is real tough. And I'm,
you know, it goes against everything that I stand for. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I don't go off now, there's a way he might win this thing. And I don't think he should. But it goes against my entire criteria. But Pete Bianca is such a minor character.
Yeah, he can't be the worst.
He was a one-episode guy. He did almost kill Uncle Jesse.
That's important.
Yeah,
that's an important thing that all of us to know. He did almost kill, possibly, the greatest character that's ever been made in TV
yeah,
history.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. But I mean, ultimately, it's who annoys us all the most.
Well, that's your criteria.
That should be fair. Everybody's criteria. Mm. Anyone who doesn't have my criteria should be as a contender for worst.
I'll be honest. Before the show started, I was like, I think the mom's gonna win this. She was taking off and right away.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have him call my phone right now. But Pete Bianca tried to kill Uncle Jesse, failed. Most do. I'm taking them off the list. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mary. Thank you so much.
I was
strongly
agreeing with that.
Yes, I didn't even know who that was.
We're down to our final five. I'm gonna call somebody right now. I'm gonna put him on speaker. He wanted to call in. He's having trouble trying to call through BidChat. This is kind of a get around here.
Hello?
Austin, how you doing? You're on Rank You Very Much.
Yeah, this is a hard show to follow.
what's your issues, Austin? What is happening here? Oh, is that me in the background? I thought you were having a watch party.
A what party?
I thought you were having a watch party, having people over at the house to watch some vid chat.
Yeah, everyone's here. Excited. My wife's making hors d'oeuvres. This is great. I mean, this is no one disappointed at all.
She should have had the hors d'oeuvres already out. You don't make them in the middle of the show. That's...
differently here. How do I get on this show? I'm trying to make this website suck.
You show me that image. I've never actually watched another person's show on this thing. I've only done shows, so I have no idea. I know my brother's called in. We've talked to the BitChat people last time you were on an episode. Austin Real, by the way, episode one, best cereal.
So we're at press.
I don't know.
Know how your show works.
No. We talked about goo babies for a good 5 minutes. I obviously don't know how the show worked.
That's crazy. Who's left up on that thing?
We got five left. We got Mr. Woodchuck, Steve Hale, which is DJ's boyfriend, Uncle Joey, Michelle Tanner, and Comet the Dog. Do you want to add one? Okay.
Woodchuck off there because he's simply just a shitty extension of Uncle Joey.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, I'm gonna take Mr. Woodchuck off the list. Awesome, we're gonna get back to the show. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, have a good one. Yeah, guys, if you're having trouble calling BitChat and you know my phone number, feel free to call in. This is the first we've ever done this. No, people have called in to add things to the list. We never had somebody call in to take something off the list.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. And I'm glad. Because I think Mr. Woodchuck was going to be one of those weird ones that we didn't know what to do with. Thank you, Austin. Mr. Woodchuck,
you're off the list.
This is crazy. Now we're down to four, and we have to get to a three. So we're just going to go through the list, discuss whether it should be in the top three. If we're not sure, it doesn't matter. We have other ones to go through. We can kind of go put them up against each other. I'm going to start off with Steve Hale, DJ's boyfriend. Now, this is the only one that really – I mean, Uncle Joey as well, but Steve Hale really is a main character in Fuller House as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I honestly probably know him better from Fuller House.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, he's way more he deserves to make the bottom three.
Yeah. Everybody can relate to Steve Hale.
Everyone can relate to Steve Hale. Yes. Oh, guys, we got another phone call. We got another phone call. Steven Vincent Giles, you're on the show.
Oh, great.
Wait, were you not calling to be on Ranky Very Much?
It's such a stupid I hate Full House so much.
I agree.
You forgot one really important part, and that is the studio audience. The studio audience. Part of that show, their reactions were ridiculous. Sort of like canned laughter. It's a bunch of baloney. The audience to be the worst.
That's,
add them to the list right now.
All right, I'm adding them to the list. I'm adding the list.
Studio audience, they perpetuated that crappy show and made a bunch of us think that it was funny when it wasn't funny.
Okay.
we were young and impressionable, and they were laughing, and they were adults, and we thought that was family comedies, and looked around.
We got so Steven, we got a caller. I'm gonna add studio audience to the list. I appreciate it. We just had a phone call, so I gotta talk to them right now. Okay.
Fine.
Love you, Steven. Austin,
yeah,
you're on the show.
Did I get it to work? Sorry.
Yeah, you got it to work. It's right now. Real well. Okay. Steven Vincent Giles just called in and added the studio audience.
Oh yeah, they ate. Yeah. Are they even real though?
Okay, you got 12 seconds. What's up,
Mr. Feeney?
Wait, what?
Isn't that from
Boy Meets World?
I don't give a fuck. Put him up there.
This is the best show ever. That's what I mean. Don't give a fuck.
Oh my god!
All right. Well,
I think that's correct.
Studio audience is being added to the list. Well, Steven Vincent Giles, by the way, thank you so much. That was a perfect add-on to this whole list. Jesus,
I think we're becoming the studio audience now, Mitchell.
Whew. Oh boy, I'm getting hot.
Oh, you're getting hot.
That's some intense debate.
There's some heat.
Yeah.
That might just be menopause.
Yeah.
You chug out about seven goo babies.
Seven?
You chug out seven.
Have you had two more goo babies since you've been here?
This is ridiculous. This is unbelievable. This is going down as the greatest show I've ever done in my entire life. I might retire the show after this episode. Steve Hale, back to old DJ's boy toy, Steve. I don't know much about his Full House version. Was he a kind of a doofus?
I mean, he had to be a doofus because he was a doofus.
To be completely honest, I have never seen Full House.
You wrote a book called All in the Family, the Full House Story.
It was about All in the Family.
It was a very full house. Yeah. The whole family was in there.
This is the worst. All right, so Steve, you're saying, do you like Steve?
Yes, I found Steve very relatable.
He's not a beefcake like the other guy.
I'm not arguing that. DJ should have definitely taken the beefcake.
No, but that's Steve Hale deserves dog shit. Bottom three character for sure.
Bottom three character for sure. My brother just texted me to tell me how to tell Austin how to get on the show. This is going out perfectly. But Steve Hale, you're saying top three worst. You're saying not top three worst.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put him in that cusp. I'm going to put him in the thing where I keep going.
He's got to be worse than the fucking dog. Let's the dog.
That dog is an asshole.
What are you doing?
Let's keep going through the list.
How did the dog even make it this far?
This might be the worst.
Isn't that secretly the
worst? I swear to God, I disavow this program if the dog wins. Maybe Gibbler was on this list.
She's gone. Can't believe Gibbler's off this list.
Fuck it. Hey.
Next one, Uncle Joey, top three worst character.
No.
Yes.
My hero.
What is happening?
Anyone who doesn't cut it out,
you don't have a catchphrase. Except for goo babies.
Yeah, your goo baby catchphrase.
That's not a catchphrase. It's not a catchphrase.
Hey, guys, on Twitter, hashtag goo baby.
Please, guys.
Please, hashtag goo baby. Let us know what you think about
this. They're underrepresented in the society.
Goo babies are under. But they walk amongst us. Anybody can be a goo baby. This is like Battlestar Galactica.
Have you seen Animorphs?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Alex James, the one where she turns into the Capri Sun thing? I'm just going to make my stand right here. Steve Hale, Uncle Joey.
No, stop!
But it's a dog.
Oh, get to the dog. Get to the dog. So, Uncle Joey, you're saying no, not worse.
Not the worst.
So, to you, the next three are the worst three.
Yes.
Okay, to you, that's not the case. The first three are the worst three.
Yes.
So what we found out here, folks, is that Michelle Tanner is in the top three worst characters. Easily decided that. Now we've got to figure out between this side, Steve Hale and Uncle Joey, and Comment the Dog and studio audience. I'm going to stay right here. I went into this thing not liking Comment the Dog. I don't like dogs. But the thing is, if you watch the episode where Michelle thought Comment the Dog had declared war. This is also the same episode of Pete Bianca, Dr. Dare. Michelle thought the dog ate her food. She declared war on Comet.
Oh, fuck.
But guess what? It was Stephanie Tanner the whole time. She ate the food. Comet the dog, not a fault. I'm telling you right now, Comet the dog, not top three worst. He's off the list.
You're very passionate about that, Mitchell.
Well, now we're down to the studio audience, Steve Hale and Uncle Joey.
And Michelle Tanner.
Well, Michelle Tanner, we've agreed is a top three.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, I apologize.
We've agreed. That's fine. That's fine. I spoke in the cryptic tones. just a text from the original, a text from one of the fans of the show, aka my brother. His wife told him that Steve was a bad boy, a real douche in the original show.
So character development.
That makes him worse. Because he grew up to be a lame-o.
He grew up even lamer.
I think he matured. And that's what DJ needs in her life right now.
No.
The Beefcake's a veterinarian.
He doesn't.
That's true.
Yeah.
They do have good chemistry. I don't even know anymore.
He's a muscle man. But Steve Hale's not a muscle man.
Do you think he can stay loyal?
He'd stay loyal.
We'll have no choice.
How about this? We're taking one from his side. We're taking the studio audience. So we're going to ask you, who's worse, Steve Hale or Uncle Joey?
Oh, boy.
You can answer this too, Christian. You're all involved.
Oh, okay, good.
I'll throw it out here.
We're keeping Uncle Joey.
No.
He's bottom
Uncle
three.
Joey Uncle is Joey is so much better than Steve.
Steve Hale.
Uncle Joey is one of the worst characters.
He is phenomenal. He is
cut
the glue that keeps that family together.
Off the list.
Cut him out. Steve Hale's gone, folks. We're taking Steve off of us. I can't believe it because that text I just got saying he's a douche in the original, I thought he was definitely going to make top three. But we're down to our final three, which this episode has been a wild ride, a roller coaster even. Of ups and downs of Kimmy Gibbler not being on the list anymore. this is classic Gibbler to not even make this
show.
She's
like giving it up.
Yeah.
She gets vetoed. She just classic Gibbler. Yep. She still ruins it even when she's obviously supposed to win this. We're down to Uncle Joey, Michelle Tanner, and the studio audience. Three standbys. Three standbys through all of Full House. But one was not in Fuller House.
Exactly.
One was not in Fuller House. So does that mean we should take Michelle Tanner off the list? Or should we take... So we're down to three. Which one do you think is the outlier of these three? Studio audience, Michelle Tanner, and Uncle Joey. Just thoughts. You don't have to make a decision right now. We eventually do.
See, I just think it's an obvious choice that Michelle Tanner is the worst. And now the other two are just...
We had old Austin Real, who's been real adamant about this. His opinion, Michelle Tanner was a cornerstone of the show. The Olsen twins are billionaires. No way they deserve to be in the top three.
But she's not in Fuller House, which is the one I watch.
Yeah, but that...
this is the one I watch.
Fuller House was worse.
Fuller House maybe was worse.
I can make the argument that it was the lack of Michelle Tanner.
And that's her
maybe
fault.
Maybe that argument could be made.
But here's the deal. I'm actually going to say Michelle Tanner should be on the list because in the world of what we're viewing it as the Olsen twins and how bad they are. Sure, they killed Heath Ledger. Sure, they did that.
Wait, what?
And
also took two of them to play one character.
Took two of them to play one character.
True.
The prescription pills that Heath Ledger died on were prescribed to Mary-Kate Olsen.
Ooh. Oh, man.
But what I'll say...
She might be the worst.
But what
life.
I'll say, in the show of Full House, Michelle Tanner was great.
Oh, no, she was a little shit.
Great strong word. Yeah. There's no character in this show that's great.
Besides
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. Besides Uncle Jesse. Obviously Uncle Jesse's
See,
the
we
best
couldn't
character.
Have done best because he would have just won.
No, yeah.
By landslide.
If we did best, it would just have been different
and
versions
I
of
just
Uncle Jesse.
Right off
young
the
Uncle Jesse. Old Uncle
would
Jesse.
Would have been like episode 64 Uncle Jesse.
Dr. Dare Uncle Jesse.
The Uncle Jesse that would have won would be, hey, it sounds a lot like laughter.
You guys hear those violins?
Oh yeah,
yeah, you fucked it up.
I couldn't remember.
The best version of Uncle Jesse is right when he sings the song to Becky to get her to love him. That's like that. Oh man, classic
boy.
Uncle Jesse.
Oh boy.
So I'm gonna say I'm gonna go out of nowhere here, folks, and I'm gonna say Michelle Tanner should not be the top two.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. We're taking, just so you know, Austin Real followed up with, okay, you can keep Michelle up there, but I want Mary-Kate in parentheses next to it. No, Austin, too bad. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, they're gone. They're off the list. Michelle Tanner, not the worst. And we're down to a final two. One is an audience call-in, which is odd because it's the studio audience that he put up there. The studio audience just ratted out another studio audience. No. Calls come in and they don't work well. I apologize. I'm glad you tried to call in. I appreciate that. But
one of the worst characters of this podcast is arguably Big Chad.
I think we can all agree on that.
So I'm sorry about that, guys. I apologize for what just happened. Let's continue the show. As always, thank you very much. What worst Full House character? Got to our final two. I don't know why the phone call somehow cut out like that. I don't understand. But I'll send an email to BitChat and yell at them for a little bit. But guys, we're down to the final two. We're down to Uncle Joey in the studio audience. Unbelievable. Unbelievable for the studio audience. Last week's episode, it was a caller, their person they called in, won the episode. And it ended up being the 13th one because we had already added the 12th. I'm starting to realize that my Facebook friends are not giving me the best list to go off with. That the people in BitChat are the ones that really know what's up. We're going to go studio audience, Uncle Joey, worst Full House character. Mitchell, what are your thoughts right now?
It has to be Uncle Joey. Uncle Joey's the worst.
Mm-mm.
The audience, it's just a behemoth of people.
Why is Uncle Joey the worst?
I mean, why isn't he? He's got Cut It Out.
Yeah, it's great.
It's terrible.
We've said it several times. He's very quotable.
Annoying. I mean, he looks like a pedophile.
He does not look like a pedophile.
Is. Probably is.
That would explain his motive for staying in the house.
Yeah. Why is he staying in that house? Get
his
a job.
Love.
Get a job.
His love of
he's got a job.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comic in the early late 80s,
he
early
has
90s.
Props. He's killing it. He might know magic. I mean, I don't know.
Those props ain't cheap.
He's a prop comic.
Yeah,
we're
going to
put a prop comic is better than an audience?
Yeah.
What kind of people are we? At least the audience showed up and cared.
Well, no, I believe
Uncle Joey.
So Audience is the reason the show kept going.
Before we continue,
Uncle Joey is so bad that there was an extension of his character on the board.
In my there's two extensions of his character. So am I to assume right now for you, you're voting studio audience
as the worst?
So you are voting Uncle Joey, and you're voting studio audience.
Yes.
This is the first time this has ever happened. The tiebreaker is going to come down to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep going. Why the studio audience? Why Uncle Joey? Ooh, I almost fucked up there.
Well, we have to establish. Do we believe Full House to be a good show?
No.
Okay. Well, the reason it kept going is because of that studio audience.
No, it kept going because of John Stamos. He carried that.
That's also true.
Okay. I had to think about this, guys. We have a studio audience that you hate. The people that laughed at every joke that was bad, made them not write as well as they could. Mm-hmm. To you, Uncle Joey, who literally has no good qualities.
No.
What are you talking about?
He's an abysmal character.
He rollerblades?
He rollerblades!
Yeah, he's a fucking badass. He does it in the house. He doesn't follow anybody's rules.
He likes hockey.
That's
the one pro he has. But he liked the Detroit Red Wings. Like, the worst hockey team. And what a front runner. Like, one of like the Yankees, you son of a gun.
And while living in San Francisco.
And
I
while
know he's like Canadian in the show.
Well, there's no hockey team in San Francisco.
Yeah, but he's just going to hop on the fucking Red Wings.
He's going to hop on the Red Wings.
Something like that.
Not going to be the Kings fan. You know, it's the LA Kings, not the Sacramento Kings, right?
No, I don't care. It's still in California. It's all one day.
It's all
mammoth for me. I don't care.
But Uncle Joey never has a love interest in the show.
He doesn't need one.
He never.
Well, who's going to fuck him? No one realistically, at least the studio audience, we know at least one of them's fucking.
Is this your new criteria now?
Who's fucking more?
This is going to be an interesting thing. Uncle Jesse
fucks.
And Dan Tanner are brothers. Is Uncle Joey their brother?
No.
No, he's just a friend.
He's just a hanger-on. So we established.
Why is he even in the show?
We established
they need a babysitter and some comic relief from the comic relief.
We've established that we had Michelle Tanner. We've established that Uncle Joey is not related to anybody in the show. Basically, a Gimbler.
He's
a living Gimbler.
He's grown up Gimbler. Who should honestly be? We should be arguing Gimbler versus Uncle Joey right now.
I don't believe so.
He's a stand-up comic in the late 80s, early 90s, where he should be making six digits. He should be doing great. Oh, San Jose Sharks. I'm a fucking idiot. The San Jose Sharks. He should like that team. We've established that Uncle Joey in Fuller House.
Yes.
When he was babysitting, had the part where all the confetti went everywhere. Mm-hmm. They shot silly
shit. It was a very reserved performance.
And he didn't clean up.
Yeah, what a dick.
He left it a mess.
Because he's a lot of fun.
He's 45 years old, probably older, won't even clean up his fucking goo mess.
The goo. Okay.
Uncle Joey regularly uses a character, Mr. Woodchuck, from his act and does bits in the house to the kids with a scary looking...
Uncle Joey's
a scary looking beaver.
He's dedicated to his art.
The beaver's wearing the late 80s, early 90s stand-up jacket and tie.
That's funny.
Joey's that comic that keeps on doing his bits to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like me.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And his name's Joey? Oh, no.
Don't cop out. He's got to be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm voting here, I've thought of all these things.
He's
folks.
Not even an uncle.
I've factored in everything. Who is the worst character in Full House? And as a stand-up comic myself, I will always blame the audience.
Yes.
The studio audience is the worst character in Full House. I'm sorry, folks. Uncle Joey, you keep being you, man. You're going to make it one day. You're going to get on Conan. It's going to be great. Your dad's going to love you again. Uncle Joey, it's not your fault you're the way you are. You're off the list. Studio audience, added last second, wins out.
Mm-hmm.
Studio audience, worst Full House character of all time. And they both in Full House and Fuller House. And if you watch either, you would agree. They laugh at... They just laugh at such bad jokes.
Mm-hmm. The studio audience is the reason Jeff Dunham got to be successful. This, who is the reason Uncle Joey and Mr. Woodchuck got successful, or Jeff Dunham got his act.
This is the worst election that happened in 2016.
I'm just happy that I was right.
Oh, you weren't even right. It was Stephen Vincent Giles called. Right? But folks, thank you so much for watching. Thank you very much. Worst character, studio audience. To the right of me, Christian Lindman, a newer stand-up. You're kind of in a newer realm of most of the stand-ups around us, but very funny. I did a festival out with him in Columbus, Ohio. Very good comic. Do you have anything to plug? Any Twitters, any Instagrams, anything of that sort?
I do have a Twitter, but I don't tweet, so don't worry about it.
Do you have anything in your life?
I've got a Facebook.
Okay, Christian Lindman, L-I-N-M-A-N-N.
L-I-N-M-A-N.
Oh, I added another N. Yeah. I need to.
Too many N's.
I gave a triple N. L-I-N-M-I-N. Christian, as you know, the ones who follow Christ. Mm-hmm. So follow him on Facebook. Find him there. Check him out. To the left of Mitchell Potts, a very funny comic. He's featuring all over the world. He just did a Russia gig, I think. I don't really pay attention to
that. He's a hot.
He opened for Kyle Kinane, correct?
Yeah.
Opened for Kyle Kinane.
Vladimir Putin.
And Vladimir Putin. It was the same show. Putin did a solid 20 on a horse. but no, you did open for Kyle Kinane. Mitch Bott's very funny. All the way from, both from Bloomington, Indiana, where the Comedy Attic exists. Book me. Mitchell Potts. Well, you have a Twitter. Oh, you do. You have a lot of this stuff. You actually care about social media in your career.
Yes.
I'm Mitchell Potts is my Twitter handle. No apostrophe. Mitchell Potts Tater Tots on Instagram. And Mitchell Potts on Facebook. And I'm going to be at the Alley Cat Front Room with
I'll be there tomorrow.
Oh, really? You guys, that's going to be a fun little thing. You guys make sure you don't drive late again.
Yeah.
Give yourself I'll try not to be hungover.
Jeez Louises. I'm Joe Bates. I'm the host of Thank You Very Much. You can follow all these episodes. We do it Saturday at 1 p.m. every week. It's good. We always do a different thing. It's always very fun. Check it out at Joe Bates Comedy. You can also follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. Follow me on Instagram at Joe Bates Comedy. Follow me on Facebook. Facebook's always the best way to get to me. Guys, just thank you so much. If you have any ideas, thank you very much. Reach me out on any of my social media channels and let me know. And well, it'd be a good time for all. And before I go, next week I'll be hosting for Kevin Downey Jr. Crackers, Broad Ripple. Kevin Downey Jr., no relation to Robert Downey Jr. because I'm pretty sure that's not how that works. And but check it out. It'll be great times. And thank you so much for watching. This is the worst Full House character studio audience. This has been Thank You Very Much. You're welcome. Good night, everybody.
All right. Get out of my way.
I'm trying. Oh, I'm stuck.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba